Fulton J. Sheen, the first American Pope, will not be broadcast tonight so that we can bring you the following educational program. CGLX, in association with two men from Cincinnati In and Out, presents Scott Henderson and Stephen Devo in Dead from the Neck Up. Me, I'm the producer, Brian Dawkins.
And furthermore, I'm going to rip you limb from limb, and I'm going to stomp on every inch of your body. When I'm finished kicking your ass, I'm waiting for you now at the studio, you lousy creep. Oh, sorry, folks. I'm Stephen Dafoe, and I'm fuming right now because my partner, Scott Henderson, isn't here. I just phoned and left a message on his machine. Boy, he's going to get an earful when he gets that message. Anyway, how does he expect me to do a show all by myself? I can't believe that the guy is not here.
Yep. Oh, sorry, Steve. I'm late, but I had a flat tire on the way in. I'm sorry about that.
Well, look, just never mind the nasty message I left on your answering machine then. You're here, and that's...
Wait, Steve. I don't have an answer machine.
Well, what do you mean you don't have it? Sure you do. I just left a threatening message on it.
I'm telling you, I don't have an answering machine.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't your number 555-1717?
No, mine's 555-1716.
Well, who the hell's number is 555-1717?
Well, it's a funny thing. I accidentally phoned that number one night when I was calling home to the wife.
Well, whose number is it?
Oh, he's a nice guy. Not to worry. Tony Baloney. He's a hitman for the mob.
Oh, jeez.
Good evening and welcome again to History Footnote. I'm your host, Alistair Cooper. Tonight we listen in on a black mark in the annals of historical Senate investigations. I speak of none other than the House Committee hearing on activities uncircumstantial. I'm sure you'll recognize our key players right away. Let's have a listen, shall we?
Mr. Khrushchev, you will please refrain from banging your shoe on the table, and please put your socks back on your losing friends. Now, Mr. Cannelloni, will you please state again your name for the record?
Make me.
What did you say?
I said, it's a French, it means suddenly. I picked it up from this arms dealer I knew. My name is Francesco Cannelloni, but hey, call me Frankie.
I will not. Now, Mr. Cannelloni, are you familiar with a one Johnny Beachoni?
What's it to use?
What did you say?
I asked her, what's it to use? Oh, I'm talking about it, I mean. The guy's dead now. Makes me upset to talk about it.
And just what was your relationship to Mr. Beachoni?
He was a goddamn son of a beach.
I beg your pardon? Would you care to repeat that, Mr. Cannelloni?
Sure, I said he was a god. Them sons of a beach. We're all gods. You know, a beach. Al Beach. Used to be Alberto Beachoni. Changed it after he moved over from Sicily. Nice boys he had. All gods, them sons of a beach.
Oh, I see. And if he was such a fine boy, then why did you put a .38 slug into him?
Hey, what do you say? Do you honestly think I killed a Johnny?
Do you deny being at Papa Frassini's the night of the murder?
Sure I was there, but that don't approve nothing.
Do you deny that at approximately 9:15 that evening, Mr. Beachoni entered the gentleman's washroom, and that you immediately followed him, and that furthermore, no one else was in the washroom or entered the washroom, and that furthermore, Mr. Beachoni was then found dead 5 minutes later? Do you deny any of this, Mr. Cannelloni? Well, do you?
Go take a flying leap.
What did you say?
I said, gotta take a flipping leap. You know, gotta use the men's room. Can we speed this up?
Sure we can speed this up if you just tell the truth.
Are you calling me a liar?
I want the truth. No, I demand the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Did you kill Johnny Beachoni?
What are you implying?
Did you kill Johnny Beachoni?
Hey, you're just starting to piss me off.
Did you or did you not kill Johnny Beachoni?
You're damn right I did. Thus, not those kids strikes off a conversation with me at the urinal. I'm a distracted piss on my $4,000 Giorgio Cerucci shoes. What else could I do but plug the son of a beach?
Would you care to repeat that again for the record?
You're damn right. I said, no comment.
Well, that's all we have for History Footnote.
A footnote to our footnote, the senator's brother also requested to question Mr. Cannelloni, and we close with those comments.
Keep your pants on, Teddy. I always do, Bobby. I always do.
This week's show has been brought to you by the friends and family of John Gotti, the Teflon Don, and the following sponsors.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, is what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
You know, people all of the time ask me, how come a Papa Fursini's pizza is so goddamn good? Well, I'm here to tell you that every pizza we make is made with the same love and care that my grandmother would use if she was still with us today. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right, Papa, but she's working for the competition now.
You're not supposed to say that, Tony. Papa Fursini's pizza uses only the freshest of ingredients, peppers, onions, mushrooms, all fresh, every day, right, Tony?
That's all right, Papa, fresh out of the can, every day.
You're not supposed to say that, Tony. And we don't have no bug of poop or rodent dropping in the pizza like them other guys. Every one of Papa's pizza makers tastes an old that they no spit on the pizza, even if the Papa screwed them on the paycheck. Because the Papa kill any son of a bitch who spit on my pizza. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right, Papa.
So remember, you can get a 4 or maybe even a 5 of pizzas for the price of 1, but it's not going to be a Papa Fursini's pizza.
That's Papa Fursini's Pizzeria and Laundromat, corner of Gotti and Loan Shark, Brooklyn, New York, 555 Gino.
You're talking too much, Barney.
Oh, Papa, you hit me, Bobby, hit me again. You know you're not supposed to hit me.
You still want to cut them a good pizza.
Welcome to another adventure in the continuing saga of
The Two Dead Guys. This week, our rotting rubes are initiated into the Mafia and become hitmen in a tale we call
Guido, You Kill Me.
Now, Jimmy Dean, you come to me with a couple of guys who say would be good boys. You said they can be hitmen for the mob. But I don't ever meet these boys. Now, Jimmy, you and me, we go back a long ways. Tell me, what makes you think that these guys are wise guy material?
Well, Godfather, he always tells me that a good mafia...
Jimmy! I told you never to use such language in my home.
Sorry, Godfather. You always told me that a good connected guy never said nothing.
This is very true, Jimmy D. You've learned well. It's true that when confronted or questioned by the police, you would say nothing, but remain completely silent.
Well, that's my point, Godfather. These guys, well, they don't say nothing no time. They's like mutes or something.
Perhaps we could use a couple of mooks like these Pezzo di Navante. But, Jimmy, let's not be hasty. I'd first like to ask these boys a couple of questions. Boys, what's your names? Okay. Then where are you boys from? Hey, I think maybe Jimmy D is right about you guys. Okay, you want to join our secret society? I'll take it as a yes. You guys is all right. Okay, on behalf of all the Dons, Don Corleone, Don Knotts, Don Heron, Don Juan, and Don Amici, you's in. But before I can truly make you part of the Cosa Nostra, you must do a small service for me. Now, I may call upon you to do this service now. I want you to kill that son of a bitch, Guido Cazzaduna. That comedian, he insults his people every time he gets on stage. You kill him for me, and you win.
Later, at the Blue Angel Comedy Club...
Okay, you guys, here's the gun. Now, when he gets up there...
No, shoot him.
Got it? Come on, guys, you can drop the silent act any time. Oh, never mind. Take the gun. Take it. Jeez, do I gotta show you how to use it, too? Okay, whack him already. Come on, shoot him. Look here, if you two mooks aren't gonna whack him, I will get... Give me that gun. Hey, come on, let go! What, have you got rigor mortis? I'm out of here!
Hey! You son of a bitch! You're trying to kill me! Hey, you pissed me off, and now I'm gonna kick your ass! You interrupted my act, you son of a bitch! In fact, I'm gonna kick both of your asses! I don't like that!
Will our heroes be able to stand up after their beating by a stand-up comedian? Well, tune in next time for the further adventures of Two Dead Guys. And now it's time for Comedy Ship.
This week on Comedy Ship, we present Louis Nye, a comedian that hasn't been heard of since the 60s.
Louis Nye? Jeez, I never heard of him at all.
Well, neither had I, but it's the only bit we could find on the Mafia.
He did a bit on the Mafia?
A little bit.
Maybe that's why no one's heard of him since the 60s. Drop your pants, we're going sailing.
Thank you very much. I want you to know that I'm very happy to have your agency handling the advertising for my organization, the Mafia. I can't spend too much time talking to you. To tell you the truth, I'm not supposed to be in this country in the first place. A little difficulty there. We'll get it straightened out. Now, as you all know, my organization is involved in many different areas. Slot machines, bookmaking, protection, and of course our most lucrative venture, the management of Italian singers. Now, a lot of people got the wrong idea about us, so we want to give you guys a chance to create a good corporate image. Get the people to look upon us as missionaries. Whose sole purpose in life is to bring complete happiness to all the peoples of the world and the UN. Regardless of the races and the creeds. Now, this may seem impossible, but we can do it. We can make everybody happy because we got what it takes. Narcotics. Now, if anybody that's sitting out there has a worthy idea, let us jab it with an ice pick and tie it to a slot machine and throw it in the East River to see if it floats. How about that? 2 days here with you guys in Madison, and I learned. Raise your hand if you want to talk. Okay. You at the end of the table with a tight jacket buttoned to your Adam's apple.
Well, thank you, sir. I think it would be a great help in keeping the organization's trademark before the public eye if we could persuade Dinah Shore that when she throws that kiss at the end of her show, she should do it with a black hand.
That's an excellent idea. I like Dinah Shore. I think she's a sweet, marvelous person. She sings a great song, and the husband is a nice guy and makes a nice bedroom set. Thank you, White Buttons. Okay, you over there, the slender boy, the skinny suit guy. You want to say something?
Sir, I have a notion. How about sitting you down at an East Side bar to see if it scores?
All right, suddenly last summer, let's hear it.
Well, sir, it's a slogan, and it goes like this. I dreamed I danced with Lucky in my maiden form bra.
I dreamed I danced. Gee, it's not bad, hot lips. All right, fellas, that's about it. Good luck with the campaign. I gotta run now because I want to be home in time to watch The Untouchables. They're doing my story tonight. And I want to see if I die in the end.
That was Louis Nye, the Jimmy Hoffa of comedy, on the Comedy Ship this week. You're listening to Dead from the Neck Up on 92.3 FM CJLX.
You're listening to Dead from the Neck Up on 92.3 FM CJLX. In accordance with CRTC regulations, we present Public Access Radio. And now here's your host.
Welcome to Public Access Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Dafoe. Tonight we bring you a conversation with Donatello Rizzitello,
the assassin fellow, a man who proposes to be a mob hitman. Good evening, Donatello.
Good evening, Steve.
Donatello, I understand that you wanted to come on Public Access Radio to discuss some assassination techniques for anyone who may be being bugged.
Yes, Steve. I certainly want to set the record straight that my techniques are tried and true and are all natural methods.
Do I understand it correctly that you don't use knives, guns, bombs, or poisons?
No, sonny, Steve. Just your basic elements like earth, a wind, and a fire.
Oh, I see. Using the splendor of nature to off people.
Well, not exactly, Steve. I was referring to the band Earth, Wind, and Fire. I have a huge collection of their albums, and I use their jackets to swat at flies, hornets, wasps, and other winged insects.
Wait a minute. Don't you claim to be a hitman for the mob?
Well, not exactly, Steve. I'm a man that uses things to hit mobs of bugs and insects.
Hey, now I recognize you. You're Doug Sly the Bug Guy, aren't you?
You guessed it, Steve.
Why the disguise, Doug? Why the phony name, and why the cheesy Italian accent?
Well, Steve, I didn't think you'd let me back in your studio after I trashed it with those dogs catching that herd of cattle.
Yeah, it sure was a mess, but hey, you did get rid of the mice problem.
Kumbaya, Steve, never hurts to help.
But why the hitman ruse, Doug?
Well, I really am a hitman. I hit bugs like I told you. Let me show you. I'll let loose this canister of flies and give me a demonstration.
No, Doug, don't do that. Uh-oh. Now see what you've done. Doug, get rid of these flies.
Not to worry, Steve. I've got the all-natural solution. Time.
Time? You mean I gotta bide my time until these flies all drop dead of old age?
No, Time Magazine. I prefer it to Time to Newsweek because of their red and black covers. It doesn't show the bug guts as much when you collide with them. See, I told you I was a hitman.
Let me see that magazine, Doug. Now I'm a hitman. Get it, Doug? Hit. Man, you're the man.
Oh, take it easy, Steve. Cool my ass. I thought it never hurts to help.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
And Doug, get these frogs out of the studio, will you?
We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
And now, news that's dead from the neck up.
Our top story, as a result of a 6-month investigation, Belleville's Mafia has been cracked wide open. And the local godfather is none other than prominent businessman. Oh, this just handed me. It's most likely an update. Read that story and you're dead. Signed, Belleville's Godfather.
In a related story, a Toronto stand-up comedian and mob wise guy has decided to turn state's evidence and squeal on the Frassini family after an attempt on his life in a Toronto nightclub. It is believed that Guido the Shoemaker Katsudura has been taken into the witness protection program awaiting trial.
In Italy this week, dogs could soon be wearing diapers in the central Italian town's drive to keep sidewalks clean. Local officials in Arezzo, Tuscany have bought 2,000 plastic underpants for dogs to be distributed free at pharmacy shops. The idea has caught us all by surprise, said pharmacist Rolando Tucci. It sounds more like something the English would do. Last month, Rome Mayor Francesco Rutelli set stiff fines for dog owners whose pets relieve themselves on sidewalks.
The weather for tomorrow, whether he's the godfather or not, we can't tell you his name or we're dead.
Spanning the globe each week is Wally Wonderlair in search of the weird, the odd, the bizarre, the things you just don't see on radio.
Buonasera, pasta pazzo, that's amore. Welcome to sunny Palermo, Sicily. Hi, I'm Wally Wonderlair with things you just don't see on radio. Here in sunny Palermo, Sicily for the first annual Mafia Family Feed. And what an interesting event, this one here in sunny Palermo, Sicily. The two biggest mafioso families of this region
the Carboneras, and the Cigarillos have decided to let their differences be settled by food here in the Plaza de Sol in sunny Palermo, Sicily. Two great tables have been set for two great feasts. The mamas of both families have been cooking all day, and they'll serve up a multi-course meal to their opposing family. And whoever can satisfy the stomachs of that opposing family will become Senora Suprema, and her family will rule the region for the coming year. Let's see if we can get a word in with the head of the Carboneras. I say, Don Carbonera, Wally Wondolier with Things You Just Don't See on Radio. Can we have a few words?
Well, Mr. Wondolier, I am a man of few words, but we Carboneras have decided to lay down our guns and pick up knives instead, and forks and spoons. I will taste the meal of this Mama Cigarella with respect, but she cannot, I know, cook like my own Mama Carbonera.
Thank you, Don Carbonera. Now, a few words with the opposition, Don Cigarello. How do you see your chances today, Don Cigarello?
Because of my ring.
What's that?
Because of my ring.
Oh, well, okay, obviously a local custom.
You show me great respect. As for the competition, Mama Cigarella will triumph. I only wish that my boy Anthony could have been here today. I suspect the Carboneras.
Hey, you haven't found a body yet.
Chewing this, Carbonera.
And I think that's a signal for our feast to begin, and here comes the first course. Mama Carbonera is serving up with a piping hot minestrone, but oh, Mama Cigarello counters with matzo ball. This is going to be a tough competition.
Don't worry, boys. We've got 12 more courses to go. Mama Carbonera will triumph.
And on comes the food with the frenzy. Mama Carbonera serves veal scallopini, and Mama Cigarello's out with the pasta primavera. Next comes linguine and clam sauce, countered by fettuccine alfredo. Lasagna versus spaghetti, tortelli against rigatoni, and on it goes. No matter what Mama Carbonera dishes out, Mama Cigarello seems to counter with something just as appetizing. And the boys of each family are enjoying themselves.
That's so good.
Oh, and here comes the pièce de résistance. Mama Cigarello has laid but a homemade pizza pie. Oh, and it looks like Mama Carbonera is down for the count. But what's this? A large silver covered tray is being carried to the Cigarello table by Mama Carbonera, and as she lifts the lid, it reveals, oh my God, it's the head of Tony Cigarello on a bed of fresh vermicelli with an apple in his mouth.
No, not of my Tony. Boys, this we cannot let go. Put your knives down and pick up your guns, boys.
Oh, and it looks like this feast has served no useful purpose but to upset the stomachs of both families. Hey, sarah, sarah. I've been Wally Wondolier. Join me next week when I'll be in Nome, Alaska for the flying saucer squatting. Oh, and there goes the flying saucer now, and a cup and some cutlery. See you then.
The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be.
Time for every neighborhood's pal, Stan the Welcome Mat Man.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown.
Hey-ho to all you listeners out there. This is your old pal, Stan the Welcome Mat Man, coming to you once again, and at my side, out of the hospital, is my pal, Teddy the Topless Dancer. Say hey-ho, Teddy.
Hey, oh, Stan, it's great to be back on the show.
How's that shoulder, Teddy? Healing pretty good?
Yeah, the doctor says there won't be no scars, so my career as a topless dancer is safe. So to all you divorcees, keep your pants on like I do, because the dead mice will be back at you in a few weeks.
So you brought a friend along with you today, Teddy.
Well, Stan, as you recall, when I had my accident there, I ran over a poodle named Fifi. Anyhow, this fellow was the owner of the dog. Stan, meet Sven the Weasel Johansson.
Hey-ho, Sven.
Hey, old you, Stan. Hey, it's my pleasure to meet you. The Ted Meister said a lot about you.
Say, Sven, sorry about your pooch there.
Hey, shit happens every day. World's still spinning, you know what I'm saying? Besides, that friggin' mutt barked too much. I should have whacked it years ago.
So tell us, Sven, well, what do you do for a living?
Well, Stan, I do everyone I can, you know what I mean? But I guess if I had to nail down, you know, my profession, well, I am retired from the cement business.
Well, Sven, you look a little young to be retired from business. Must have been good.
Well, you know, hey, I mean, what can I say? I buried the competition. You know what I mean?
Well, tell us, Sven, how do you like the neighborhood so far?
Well, first of all, what's the friggin' deal with this Mary Jane weirdo and her wife Butch? Like, these two living right next door to me? Like, some freaky stuff going on in that house, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, Sven, I hear you.
Hey, order that, you guys.
Sven, I can't help noticing you talk with a Brooklyn accent, yet you have a Swedish name. What's with that?
Well, Stan, my parents moved from Sweden to Brooklyn when I was two. Come on, Stan's cool. You can tell him the truth, Sven, or should I say Guido? Okay, Stan, my real name is Guido Cazzador.
Guido the Weasel Cazzador?
No, Guido the Shoemaker Cazzador. You see, I'm an ex-hitman for the Mafia. I turned state's evidence against the Frassini family about a year ago and moved over there on Bleecker Avenue. I'm in the witness relocation program.
Well, gee, Sven.
Please, call me Guido.
Geez, Guido, do you think you should have told everybody this on the radio?
Radio? What are you freaking talking about? Teddy, you didn't tell me we was on the radio. You son of a bitch! Sorry, Guido, I mean, Sven. He was joking about that Mafia stuff, folks. It was a big joke there. I gotta get the hell out of here.
You wanna get that, Teddy?
Okay. Oh, geez, it's for you, Sven.
Well, that's all the time for today. I've been Stan, the Welcome Mat Man, saying hey ho, till next time.
Hey ho!
Will the defendant please rise?
Mr. Capone, I have decided to show leniency and not sentence you to death. However, I hereby sentence you to a dose of syphilis.
Well, there we have another great show. Our salute to the family.
Yeah, and we don't mean the Waltons. Oh, no, it's probably that Tony Baloney guy.
I'll get it.
Tell him I've left the country. Tell him I went to Venezuela. Listen, if any of my family is listening, look, my will is in the sock drawer. I want to be buried in my black suit, and I want Scott to give the eulogy. Tell Scott to go on with the show, get a new partner, and...
You're right, Steve. That was him.
Oh, you mean Tony Baloney? Did he have a violin case that the mob hitman all carry violin cases?
Relax. He's a different kind of mob hitman. He's a blackjack dealer at a mafia casino in Vegas, and when you want another card, he's the guy that hits you.
Then he's not going to kill me?
Oh, no, he's just waiting on the parking lot to beat the crap out of you.
Oh, jeez.
He was Stephen Defoe.
And he was my best friend while I was still alive. And we've been dead from the neck up.
This week's show has been brought to you by Papa Frassini's Pizzeria.
It's a pizza that's a so goddamn good. If you buy anywhere else, I'll kill you.
That would hurt.